am. Thank you for visiting TeachBible.org's Daily Insight for June 7. Today's Bible verse is from the book of Hebrews, chapter 5, verses 7 to 10. It says there, while Jesus was here on this earth, he offered prayers and pleadings with a loud cry and tears to the one who could rescue him from death. And God heard his prayers because of his deep reverence for him. Even though Jesus was God's son, he learned obedience from the things he suffered. In this way, God qualified him as a perfect high priest, and he became the source of eternal salvation for all those who would obey him. And God designated him to be the high priest in the order of Melchizedek. End of quote. The night before the crucifixion of Jesus Christ, he was in the Garden of Gethsemane along with his disciples. Being God from the very beginning, Jesus Christ knew exactly the cruel pain and sufferings he would face in the next coming hours for our sin and wrongdoings. He was well aware of the eternal covenant of redemption that was going to fulfill in him for the salvation and redemption of all humankind. However, in his humanity, he offered up prayers and petitions with fervent cries and tears there in the garden to the one who could save him from death. He prayed this to his Father in heaven. He said, Father, if you are willing, take this cup from me, yet not my will, but yours be done. End of quote. It says there an angel from heaven appeared to him and strengthened him for the task ahead of him. Then it says his sweat was like drops of blood falling to the ground. Luke 22:39-44. Beloved, did you notice Jesus Christ, the Son of God, said to the Father in heaven, if you are willing, please take this cup from me, yet not my will, but yours be done. You see, Jesus always surrendered his will to his Father's will. Father God answered his prayer, and that is why an angel appeared to him to strengthen him for the task ahead of him in the midst of his agony. Our prayers also should be like the prayer of Jesus. We should submit our will to God's will so that many blessings would be the ultimate result. When Jesus submitted entirely to Father's will, you see, a worldwide blessing God promised to Abraham back in Genesis 12 verse 3 was literally fulfilled in and through Jesus, the Abraham seed, the promised Messiah. Dearly beloved, sometimes we may not get the deliverance we prayed for, do we? God may have another better plan in store for us. However, we can always fully trust God's good heart, can't we? Besides, God will give us the strength to face our trials and sufferings. Through it all, we would learn the depth of obedience in the midst of our sufferings, which would eventually make us also more perfect. We can become the source of blessings for many people around us. You see, God will get glory in and through our trials and sufferings. Beloved, the pain and sufferings of Jesus were so intense that the Bible recorded his sweat was like drops of blood falling to the ground. Experts say this condition is called hematidrosis. It is an infrequent but can be a genuine medical issue. It occurs, the human sweat contains blood in it. Not only the thought of severe pain and sufferings grabbed hold of on Jesus, but also the weight of the sin of all people ever lived on the face of this earth, from Adam to the last man, was on the shoulders of Jesus Christ. It was an experience of total heaviness, fear, and separation from the goodness and love of God due to all humanity's sin. Jesus was divine and sinless. He was 100% God and 100% human in his incarnation. By his perfect obedience and full submission to the Father's will, in the midst of indescribable sufferings, Jesus became the source of salvation and eternal life for all who would come to him. Our passage also says Jesus was designated by God to be the great high priest in the order of Melchizedek, a new order different from the order of Aaronic priesthood. Got a moment for today's prayer? pray with me. Father in heaven, I believe the sweat of Jesus became like drops of blood due to my sins on his shoulders. Lord, I'm sorry for my sins. Now please forgive me. I believe Jesus Christ died and rose again to save me. I turn back from my sins and want to live in submission to your will. Please help me to do that every day. And Lord, make me a channel of blessings for many people around me. In Jesus Christ's name I pray. Amen. May the love, presence, and the blessings of the Lord be with you today and for the rest of your life. May His name be glorified in and through you. Thank you.